With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pressure growing on from Democrats and a few Republicans for the Homeland Security Secretary to resign. Here's Ed Donahue.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis was asked what it would mean if Noem continues as Homeland Security Secretary.
That we're allowing incompetent people in very prominent roles in the cabinet.
Tillis called Noem a complete failure on disaster response.
She clearly doesn't know how to manage. She's never managed a large organization, and she's failing at every possible measure of the job.
Noem's remarks after the shooting deaths of Alex Preti and Renee Good in Minneapolis, suggesting Preti attacked officers and portrayed the events leading up to Good shooting.
This was an act of domestic terrorism.
Have been seen as doing irreparable damage. Ed Donahue, Washington.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Miller says the next few days could be downright chilly. Make that downright bitterly cold for a lot of Americans.
Very cold temperatures that we're looking at. Lows that are certainly going to be into the teens, single digits, and as farther north you go, like into the upper Midwest, into the northern plains, you're looking at temperatures well below zero. Even as far south as, the Gulf Coast and to the southeast, lows are going to be into the teens and single digits as well. And wind chill is going to make it feel even colder.
Well, the National Taxpayer Advocate says the 2026 tax filing season likely to face a significant challenge due to IRS workforce reductions and complex tax law changes. But if you listen to the IRS CEO, he says there is absolutely nothing to worry about. He says he expects a smooth tax filing season. This is SRN News. A few thoughts on the First Amendment.
They come from Samuel Abrams of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, a civil liberties organization that counts many liberal and conservative groups amongst its clients. Abrams says the protesters who burst into a Minnesota church this month were not protected by the Constitution because, quote, there is no First Amendment right to enter a house of worship and engage in conduct that effectively shuts down a religious service. Private property is exempt. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors, politicians, and regular people commemorating International Holocaust Remembrance Day Tuesday, gathering at events held all around the world. The event, which recalls Germany's effect to annihilate European Jews, is observed annually on the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, the most notorious of the Nazi death camps. At that site, former prisoners laid flowers and wreaths. This is SRN News. We are learning more now about the victims who died in that plane crash Sunday in Maine.
The six people included an event planner on her way to Paris for a job and a corporate pilot who had recently joined the Texas law firm of Arnold and Itkin that's linked to the plane. All six people aboard died in the crash as the nation's massive winter storm was beginning to reach the area. They included four passengers, including Shauna Collins, and two crew members, including pilot Jacob Hosmer. The plane had taken off from Texas, stopping in Bangor, Maine, to refuel en route to Paris. The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
All around the nation, anti-tax advocates are pushing to eliminate property taxes for homeowners. Rising property values have increased tax bills, but ending those would cost the states billions. More details, srnnews.com.